Hello there, a bit of a shorter episode for everybody today, but an important topic that we are going to be covering, as ever, I hope. Those of you who are long-time listeners of the show, welcome back. Those of you who are new here, welcome. I'm Verity. This is the Lazy Girl's Guide to Podcasting, where we talk podcasting tips, literally everything about podcasting. It's wonderful. Welcome to the community. Back in episode 34, when I released an episode which was titled, Is Apple Podcasts Turning Into YouTube? Now, this episode was published in August of 2023, so coming up for a year ago now, and it was off the back of Apple Podcasts making an announcement that they were going to be having episodic podcast artwork functionality for your podcast. So what this basically means is every time that you put out a podcast episode, you would be able to have a little thumbnail, 3000 by 3000 pixels, same as any other podcast artwork size, but you would be able to have a piece of podcast artwork that was specific to just that episode. So similar idea to YouTube thumbnails, really, in terms of you've got your YouTube channel artwork, but every single video that is created for YouTube will have a separate thumbnail specific for that video. Well, this is basically what Apple Podcasts looked at doing. You've still got your podcast artwork, but then for every episode that is published, you can have a specific thumbnail for that podcast episode. Now, this is something I was a little bit skeptical of. I thought it was a really cool idea, I have to say, because we know that a lot of people, particularly when they're on their phones, they're very visual. It's the visual images, it's the clickbaity titles, it's the colors that drag us in and make us want to listen to an episode or watch something. We will happily scroll past something that doesn't have a very interesting title or the thumbnail doesn't grab us very much. So I actually quite like this opportunity from Apple Podcasts, because maybe if your title for an episode isn't catchy enough, maybe you could actually draw somebody in with the episodic graphic instead. However, it did also get me thinking, where I was like, isn't this just podcasting trying to be YouTube a little bit? I don't know. I just found it in some ways, I don't know, I had divided opinions on it, I think. Basically is what I'm saying. Regardless of, I have created since episode 34, and we're now on, at the time of recording, I'm not going to lie to you, I don't know exactly which number episode this is going to be by the time it comes out, but the point is, this was well over 60 episodes ago. So for the last 50, 60 episodes, I have been creating different podcast artworks for the majority of the episodes. I haven't done it for every single one, because sometimes I've had some weeks where I'm like, do you know what? The content's just going to get out. If there isn't a different episodic thumbnail for that particular episode, then do you know what? It'll just default to Lazy Girl's Guide to Podcasting cover art anyway. So it's not the worst thing in the world. And like I said, sometimes when you're a parent, when you're working as well, some things have just got to slide. So whilst I have had the episode artwork up for nearly all of the episodes for the last 60 odd episodes, it hasn't been the main priority. And what I actually did was I even went back over some of the older episodes and I created thumbnails for some previous episodes. I haven't done all of them, but some of them I've done. So actually in the back catalogue, the very vast majority of the episodes of Lazy Girl's Guide to Podcasting, if you go through Apple Podcasts, if you go through Spotify, if you go through any podcast directory where they have episodic thumbnails, then you will see all of those different episodic images. The reason I wanted to create this follow-up episode is because the debate that I kind of had with myself at the time when Apple Podcasts announced this new feature is, would it actually be beneficial to podcasters for increasing listenership? Now, I would love your guys' feedback on this, because for me, I don't think it's made any difference to my listenership. Definitely between August and December of last year, I did see a growth in podcast listenership, as I would expect. By last August, the podcast was only May, June, July, August. It was 4 months old. So I would expect to see that growth, basically. And then I saw a crazy amount of growth from January through to April of 24, when I switched my podcasting host to Captivate FM. They've got loads of growth tools in there, which really, really helped me get in front of a wider audience and more of my target audience. And that's a conversation for another episode. But my point is that between August 23 and the time of recording this particular episode, which is now with the 1st of June that I'm recording this in 2024, but I don't think that the episode graphics have made any significant impact on my downloads. I think there's been a lot of other factors that have affected my downloads, such as drilled down the analytics, realized when I was publishing promotional content on Instagram, I was finding that actually that was having no correlation with getting more listeners into the podcast. The analytics told me that the vast majority of my listeners were coming from Twitter. So I doubled down on that. I got really, really into Twitter, and it is still the biggest way that people find and listen to the podcast is through Twitter or X. I do put stuff out sporadically on TikTok. I don't tend to actually promote the podcast itself on TikTok, but I do put out podcasting material on TikTok. But again, that doesn't have so much of a pull into the podcast. And one of the other things that I do is I publish blog posts on my website, on my blog, and I link through to the podcast episodes. That also helps with my downloads and listenership. But I wouldn't say, with all of these different things that I've tried, and it's difficult because, you know, from like a experiment validity point of view, there is no validity to this whatsoever, because I've tried so many different things concurrently with the podcast that I can't say, yes, this particular thing did or didn't help. But looking at when I tried and experimented with different things, I can definitely say that the episode graphics, or the individual episode graphics for the podcast, have had no significance to the podcast growth. Or if they did, it's maybe been like, you know, the tiniest percent. So I guess the question is do I think that it is worthwhile, and am I going to continue creating singular episode graphics for the podcast? And actually, I think I probably will, just because it's part of my podcasting workflow now. And I think the couple of episodes that I've done, or the few episodes that I've done that haven't had episodic graphics, it's kind of irritated me because it then doesn't fit this whole like theme that I've got going with episodic graphics. But do you know what? I'm also at the point where I'm like, it doesn't make a massive difference. So if I am in a week where I'm thinking, actually, I just don't have time, and creating these graphics, it doesn't take much time. I've got templates and it literally takes me 5-10 minutes. But those of you who work as well as podcast, and you're a parent as well as podcasting, and you've got generally a life as well as podcasting, you know that 5-10 minutes are so, so precious. So if I don't have those 5-10 minutes, I'm not going to lose sleep about the fact that my podcast episode has gone out without a graphic. I can either create an individual graphic later in time and upload it, because that will just push through the RSS feed and it will update on the directories, or I just live with it for that week or whatever. So if you are toying with the idea yourself of, should I do individual podcast episode graphics, if you've got the time for it and you have a pull for that, absolutely brilliant, go for it. But if you do not have the time, if you do not think that it's going to benefit your podcast, then as I said, it's remembering that podcasting is not the same as YouTube. And for me personally, I have not seen a significant difference. Or you could just argue I'm making really bad graphics. It could be that at the end of the day, but I have not seen a significant difference with using episodic graphics for the podcast episodes. If you found different though, and you found that since doing this, you have seen a dramatic increase in podcast downloads and listenership, I would be really interested to know. But equally, if you also think that it's a little bit of a waste of time, I would love to know that as well. Make sure that you drop a comment down in the comment section if you're on YouTube, or if you are listening to the audio of this on podcast, then send me a message over at VeritySongon on Twitter, because that is where I hang out the most. If you have got a fellow podcaster in your life, I would love it if you could share this episode with them, get them to join in with the debate. You never know, they might learn something new as well. Otherwise, thank you so much for joining me for this episode. It's been great to have you here. I'm Verity. This is the Lazy Girl's Guide to Podcasting, and I will see you next episode.